This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon. Dana says at the moment she does not have the customary first grievance of the week, but she is keeping her powder dry just in case something comes up later in the hour.
Y'all always tell something on, like, the callers will come and they're talking, and then it jogs my memory of things that have ticked me off.
Okay. So we'll get started. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them. We'll get to everybody here. The telephone number for Festivus Friday is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Let us begin. Again, the number is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hello, happy Friday.
Same to you.
So mine is the so-called cashback coupon scams. I think they're scams because when you go in and you save money and then they say, oh, you can spend this on your next visit. But what if I don't want to shop at your store again and I just wanted to save money? So you're not really saving money if you have to spend that money on the store products at the same store. You're basically just saving your money for next time you come over.
Okay.
Grievance.
All right. That's a unique grievance, Lucy.
Is it also true with some of the big box stores that are shutting down? Some of those coupons are not going to
work?
Yeah. I read that somewhere. I don't want to name which store because there's a lot of them shutting down.
I believe the big one that we've recently talked about a lot is no longer accepting gift cards that were for that store.
Yeah. Is it fabric in nature?
They might sell crafting items,
yeah,
too.
That's
I'm
right.
Not sure. Maybe.
And I'm telling you, Scott, hell hath no fury like Marge with a coupon that cannot use it at one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That glue gun is not going to pay for itself.
That's exactly right. These sewing needles. Maybe I'll just walk out with them myself and not pay. 913-586-7798. Francie in Lee's Summit. Hello.
Well, hello there. I have a grievance that I just have to fess up. I have not listened to you guys for like 2 years, so I'm going to grieve on myself.
Where have you been? Were you kidnapped?
No. And I used to call you guys all the time, and I had a lot happen. I got a divorce. Life just took me over. And I saw the Odyssey app on my phone the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, why am I not listening to those people? And you guys have brought me – actually, I want to give you guys a gratitude. Thank you guys for still being there and being so fun and fresh. And I absolutely love listening to you guys. I'm sorry that I've missed you, but I'm sure glad to hear you.
Well, we're glad you're back, Francie.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
And thank you
for
the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the kind words. Brought a smile to our faces. Amy in Polo, Missouri. Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Beef is with the wind.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Never could, never will. Can't do anything in it. I've got horses and you can't ride them in this wind because they're all prancing, snorty, and they, everybody just wants to run all the time, and then they're looking for anything to spook at.
It's tiring, isn't it, Amy? I find it tiring.
Yeah. And then your hair gets in your eyes, so you wear a hat. Well, then the hat flies off, and then it, you know, goes across the parking lot or whatever, and then you look like an idiot chasing after it. And my my poor chickens, they really have to hunker. They really have to hunker down when they're walking from the coop, you know, across the yard.
Well, they'll go away.
They'll look like little tumbleweeds rolling across the yard.
Right on. Hey, Amy, have a great weekend.
You too. All thanks.
Right, take care. John calling in from Kentucky. Hi, John.
Hey, I moved away from Kansas City, but I still listen to you every day. I'm not working anyway.
Thank you.
But now that I can't listen to you over the airwaves, most of my commercials are in Spanish.
On the app?
Yes, I don't speak Spanish.
Neither do we.
On the app, really?
Yeah. Yep. Not sure if it's the area I'm in or what. But
I don't know. I was listening to Apple Music last night, and Kenny Rogers was singing to me in Spanish as well. I did not have that on my bingo card either, John. I don't know what's going on with the algorithm.
All right. Still love your show from out here, though.
Adios.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
In my Kentucky. Grievance is with John, who doesn't listen to instructions about his grievance and did not mention the app.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank you, John.
It is what it is. We'll run it up the flagpole. Or the chain? What are you running up? Is it a chain or a flagpole?
You're running up the flagpole.
Okay. Also a chain.
Well, if it's a chain on a flagpole, that's tetherball.
You played tetherball with
a chain?
Yeah, they would take the balls off at the end of the night so people wouldn't steal them. Was that a Topeka thing? And then there's just a chain hanging there on the pole.
That was a string.
Oh, ours was
if
a
you
chain.
Play, kids will die.
I'm telling you, they didn't mess around in Topeka.
Some prison yard tetherball right there.
Dana, it's on a string. Otherwise, people would get knocked out.
I'm pretty sure that none of that was a good idea if you think about it. You could be strangled playing that game.
Well, yeah, if you suck at it.
I'm telling you, back in the day, it was a chain.
I'm telling you right now, it was always a string. Look, here is a classic. That is a tetherball. And it is dangling by a string.
Okay. Anyway, we'll run it up, whatever that is.
Were you in the clink when you were playing with the chain on the tetherball? Andy in Lenexa. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Going to work, coming back from work. I take the I-35 quite a bit. And my grievance is with the people that as soon as the merge lanes come open, they have to be over. Like, you guys have a mile to get your cars over. And when you hit the brakes, it causes everybody behind you to hit their brakes, which causes a traffic jam. So there's all that room to merge over. Take that extra room. Don't hit your brakes. Don't be that guy. And merge when there's room. Go
it's
with the flow
a zipper
of traffic.
Merge, you idiots. Zipper merge.
Zipper merge. Love you guys.
All right. Love you too, man. Be well. God, you scared the hell out of me, Sam. I thought there was somebody in his car screaming, and I was listening to two people talk at the same time, looking for bad words.
Oh, it's called a zipper merge, you idiots. Zipper merge.
I love that guy.
I love that guy.
Danielle in Parkville. Danielle, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hope you're having a good day. Yeah, I just had a grievance. I work at a large health system in Kansas City, and I work day shift. Night shift loves to come sit in their car and sit on their phone while everyone else circles and circles and circles waiting for a parking spot. It's just so frustrating.
Okay. All right. PJ in Liberty, before we get to a quick break. Hello, PJ.
Hey, guys. Love you. Love our show.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us host it.
Yes. So here's my gripe. Spring break. I need all of the school districts to get in one room and agree on the same week for spring break. My husband works for one district. My daughter goes to school in another. And of course, their spring breaks are not the same week. So get them all together. Let's put some money into the town all at the same time. And let's all go on spring break at the same time. Please. I'm just a working mom trying to figure this out, how I'm going to entertain my child for the next week.
PJ, you are heard. That is a great grievance, and thank you for it.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 7798. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them. Make sure we get you on the air. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Again, 913-586-7798. Some beach. Attitude. I love this song. Who is this?
This is the great Blake Shelton.
That's right. Bird.
And then he was gone.
Some beach. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of open lines. Ashley in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. My grievance is with you guys. My grandma's favorite all-time artist is Conway Twitty. And I can never look at that man the same anymore. I've got a picture of 11-year-old me at my first concert standing in front of his tour bus waiting for the concert to start. And now whenever my granny turns on her radio and starts singing Hello, Darling, I'm going to have to turn that off because I just cannot listen to that anymore after y'all's conversation.
He's a dirty, dirty man.
He is a dirty, dirty man.
He was a lover.
Yeah, but I don't need to think about my 88-year-old granny singing that stuff. So y'all did me wrong on that one.
Ashley, he made a lot of women very, very happy.
And there is one non-perverse song. That's my job.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Home. Turn me on.
Okay.
I love this song. I'm going to crank it. When I get in my car, love to lay you down.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Jason in Overland Park. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, my grievance is against people who don't believe other people that there was tetherballs with chains. Olathe, Kansas in the 80s. That's how we rolled.
Thank you, Jason. No one ever believes me in here.
No.
Yep. I remember it. I remember getting hurt by it, too.
I accept the grievance on my behalf. I just can't imagine being in seventh grade and trying to get the tetherball to go the other direction, and the chain would wrap around your wrist and break it.
Correct. That's why I was saying it was incredibly dangerous.
By the time that I was in grade school, it was a rope. And even then, it was dangerous. They pulled them off the playground because it was a choking hazard.
Hmm.
Get wrapped around somebody's neck.
Oh, let me just read this very quickly because I really do like this organization. Remember earlier we were talking about Lap of Love, the organization that will come to your home and very with great dignity put your pet down. Scott, thank you for the suggestion. It was the best decision. We lost our little Midnight at 5:18 this afternoon. That's my grievance, is that Midnight had to be put down. 913-586-7798, but you did the right thing. Tom in Belton. Tom, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Listen, Scott, it's not a grievance, it's a gratitude. There was a guy I worked with. His name was Tommy. He called you guys half drunk one time complaining about how people in Kansas City drove. I don't know if you remember or not. He said he was from Pecola and Pensacola, Florida. And what the deal was, for a while there, he was wondering where you were at. You were on your hiatus. So I Googled it. And
don't say the name on the air.
No, I Googled it, and you were very open with the reporter in an interview. And he read it, and unfortunately, at that time, Tommy was a raging drunk. And he read that article, and he's like, Scott Parks is a radio personality. I'm going to go get some help. Well, he did. He got out, and he is phenomenal. And I just wanted to thank you for being so open with the public on your experiences because it helped him get help. And he's, at this point, very upstanding. So thank
you, glad to hear that.
And that's why I'm calling.
Well, the gratitude is not with me. There are five people that get credit for that. decision, and one of them is sitting in this room, and the other four are my two daughters, my mom, and my brother. They're the ones that deserve the gratitude because I was a lost cause. I was lost. And I'm glad your friend got help. That's great. We do have a couple of open lines, man. Grab, get in here. Our Dana's going to start reading the Bible out loud. 913-586-7798. Now, there used to be a talk show host.
He's looking at my bracket.
I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Dave. This was a long, long time ago. And if people wouldn't call into the show, he would just grab a Bible and start reading it until people called in. 913-586.
Church chat.
913-586-7798. Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, hello.
Hey, so my grievance is, I guess, with the caller that called earlier about instructing people to merge a mile ahead of time. If people didn't tail every person in front of them way too closely, it would be a non-issue. If everyone kept a safe distance, then the zipper merge would work as it's designed to.
You know, I don't think we're ever going to solve the zipper merge riddle on this program. It's not even a riddle. We all know the way you're supposed to do it.
It's really simple.
With respect to the tailgating, it's supposed to be a 2-second rule. I prefer the 3-second rule. Here's what's funny. If I'm driving, the 2-second rule, where like you pick a spot, mm-hmm. and if you want 1,000, two 1,000, yeah. like, right? If I'm driving, 2 seconds is fine. If I'm in the passenger seat, I don't even like to. I'm like, you're following too close. And I'm not I try not to be a backseat driver, but I am a nervous passenger.
Oh, sure, because you're giving up control.
Yeah.
Your fate, if you will, literally lies in the hands of somebody else. And
you are supposed to use the lane that you have as long as you can and then get over. Stop flipping off people who do it correctly.
Sharon in Kansas City. Sharon, hello.
Hello, how are you? I want to tell you guys are fabulous for letting somebody come in and you know, their grievance. My grievance is I'm 70-some years old, and I get a call every 15 minutes at least, sometimes twice, you know, twice in an hour. And all of this is about Medicare supplements, such as the one that starts like HUM and American. I'm not going to go into all of that, but one of them says I'm insured, and the other one says I'm not. And, you know, I also put myself out there on the limb by, you know, putting my address, phone number, all of those type of things to win or hope to get $1,000 from Walmart. So I just want to say that us old people are fed up with this shit.
Whoa, Sharon, oh. You cannot.
Oh, Sharon,
cannot,
I did not have that on my bingo card.
You cannot say that word on the radio.
I did not see that coming. Sharon has a dirty mouth.
Almost cost us a license, Sharon.
Well, I'm glad you were paying attention because I was not.
Well, 70-something-year-old Sharon dropped the S-bomb at the end of her grievance.
She don't care. She's tired of getting calls from people wanting funeral home things and reverse mortgages.
And $1,000 coupons to Walmart, and she's tired of this
blank. Sharon has had it, Sam.
All I heard was the dump button click, because it clicks in here every time somebody hits the dump button.
Oh, I
about
hit that
78 times.
Yeah, I was playing Galaga on the dump button here for a minute. 913-586-7798. Sharon, you are in timeout. You have been very
naughty,
bad.
Grandma.
Can't say that on the radio. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sharon is still on hold. Sharon, I love you, but we're not going back to you because you are in timeout. You can't say that on the air. Man, that one scared me. Cindy in Raytown. It's Festivus Friday, by the way, 913-586-7798. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Okay, I won't say anything that'll get me in timeout, but I have a grievance, and this is probably one you've never had a call about. Mine is on elevator buttons. Because when you get in an elevator and you see somebody coming and you want to get the door open for them, you can never find the open door button. They've got these weird symbols on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a door close button, which if you need to push a button to close the door, you probably shouldn't ride that elevator, you know? So they need to make an open door button really big, like 5 inches wide.
Yeah.
And you can touch it. But get rid of the closed door one. We don't need it.
That's actually a good grievance. That's really
thank
good.
You. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
All right.
Thought I'd call and tell you.
Well, I'm glad right, you did. Thanks. All right, you take care. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Chris in Kearney. Chris, hello.
Hey, I'm sitting at Quick Trip, which is in the Q39, but my grievance is Sacagawea was 11 years old along with Sweet Caroline, and they glorify it, and I don't understand. That's it.
Okay, I don't know what Sacagawea has to do with that.
Sweet Caroline, that was reportedly about Caroline Kennedy by Neil Diamond. I do not know either, but thank you, Chris, for the call.
All right. We have two open lines, guys, 913-586-7798. Manveer in Lenexa, hello.
Hi, okay, my little sister's going to talk. Here's Denise.
Hi. So today, I got a hot flaming Cheetos, a teddy bag. I'm not allowed to eat them, but I got to eat them today.
Okay, Manveer, can you repeat? It's very windy in your car. Very windy.
So she got a bag of hot flaming Cheetos today, and she's usually not allowed to have hot flaming Cheetos, but she's happy.
Oh, okay.
Because she loves them.
Yeah. Thank you.
We also have a grievance.
All right, seat cover.
Yeah, we are in a high wind advisory. Fire danger.
Roll those windows
roll
up.
Roll your windows up.
My grievance is when people fly the American flag and it looks old and ratty. They need to replace those things.
It's a good one.
Okay. All right. My grievance is when trying to find a job in warehousing and management logistics, most companies don't think that 15 years of military warehousing experience is enough to meet their qualifications. Brenda in Blue Springs. Brenda, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is that if you work your whole life to work up to retirement and then you don't take your retirement because of all issues, but it hurts the other parties trying to come in to take your positions.
Okay.
Brenda, I don't know when you retired.
I haven't retired. I'm waiting for members to retire.
I understand. So. I thought you were trying to say, like, people were not taking Social Security in a timely manner. You mean just time for them to retire. Now I understand what you're saying.
Yes, and I understand we work our whole lives and then we don't know really what to do with retirement, but just to be able to focus on enjoying that retirement after you've worked your whole life for it,
yep.
I don't understand why they won't take it.
Okay, Brenda, thank you. I'm not challenging your grievance. The argument could be, and I've heard plenty of people say this, I don't want to retire.
Could be.
I don't know what I would do with myself if I did. And again, I'm not challenging your grievance. That's your grievance and you're welcome to it. But I honestly don't know. I mean, I would have to go volunteer somewhere or something because just sitting around the house is not healthy for me. And probably not for anybody. Tracy in Overland Park. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
I have a gratitude. First of all, I had a daughter get married last year and I adore her husband. My other daughter's getting married this summer and I also adore her husband. So I'm very fortunate. I have two great son-in-laws, and I also have the answer to the zipper merge.
Oh, please, do tell.
Okay. What you do is you put a sign up and you say zipper merge ahead. And instead of saying left lane closed ahead or right lane closed ahead, you kind of merge them into the middle for a little bit. So neither side has the right of way. And it makes them zipper merge, and then you move them over to where you want them to go.
Oh, man. Tracy, have you met the drivers around this town?
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be crisscrossing?
Not crisscrossing, but the problem is when you say left lane, close ahead, then everybody who's in the right lane is like, hey, didn't you read the sign? You know you should have got to the right lane, so I'm not letting you in. But if neither lane is the right of way, you merge them both together a little bit before where you really need them to merge. And we definitely need some education.
Okay. Now, if somebody is just blatantly trying to get to the front of the line and they're in a lane that's obviously about to end, but they're like, screw it, I'm going all the way up to the front where the cones are, and then I'll get over. That person has a warm room in hell waiting for them. But I don't know that you can expect them to just stop once they've gotten to the sign, you know, yeah, left lane closed ahead or whatever, and just stop right there and wait because they didn't, you know, that's the first time they've seen the sign. Well, I'm not going to go up any farther. I'm just going to stay right here until somebody opens up a spot for me. You know, by the way, I don't know what the hell they're doing. This is my grievance. I don't know what the hell they're doing on Shawnee Mission Parkway these days.
Are they just trying to force accidents? I'm being serious.
Are you talking about right over here?
When you are coming off the highway, mm-hmm, to take Shawnee Mission Parkway off of I-35 to take, yes, Shawnee Mission Parkway east, that is a cluster of such proportions right in front of, there's a brand new Starbucks there, there's, mm-hmm, brand new apartment complexes.
Yes.
Like the visitor centers right there for
Merriam.
Mm-hmm. What in the Sam Hill are they doing there?
Does anybody ever go to the Merriam Visitor Center?
Well, it's darling.
This is nothing about Merriam.
It's a darling little visitor center.
Let me tell you,
not going there now, anyone, because you can't get to it.
I know. And then,
and you want a Krispy Kreme? Forget it. There ain't no getting over there.
Down by where I live, they have a sign that says, and I don't know why they're doing construction work on Shawnee Mission Parkway out in Westroom, but they had a sign up that said road work coming 3/17/25, expect delays. Now the sign reads 3/25/25, expect delays. Excuse me, something just got stuck in my throat.
You all right over there?
Well, with the cones right over here by I-35 and Shawnee Mission Parkway, I think that somebody needs some overtime hours, and so they just go and move those cones back and forth.
Have you noticed, Sam, the cones are not in a linear, nice position? They're all over the place.
I drive through that every single day, and I've seen people working like down in the ditch adjacent to it, but never once in that lane. But sometimes the cones are out there, sometimes they're not.
What are they doing? Putting in new piping?
Are you okay? Did you make it through?
Literally in the middle of my sentence, something, it was almost like a fly or something flew in my mouth. And then got stuck right here in the middle. 913-586-7798. We'll get to the rest of the calls here in just a moment. And we do have one open line. 913-586-7798. All right, let's wrap it up. Who has waited the longest? That would be Jason in North Kansas City. Jason, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, actually, I was going to throw a little lighter one in there. QR codes drive me nuts. I don't know who decided to put a QR code next to a barcode, but it was the worst decision you could ever make. For anybody yes. who works at a register, or I do gig work, I'm not going to say who, but if I have to scan 1,000 products, and every time I do, it hits the QR code first, and then I got to go through a whole thing and fix it. So they need to put it on the other side. And I think Sam can relate to what I'm talking to.
I most certainly can. I can think of a couple of companies in particular that like to put the barcode literally attached to the QR code.
Oh, it's what got my ire, though. It's worse. They did an update to the app. And so now it, like, it doesn't just accidentally catch the QR code. It triangulates on it. It's like the Bionic Man from, like, the 1970s. The little eye just turns, little red dot just shoots right at it. I think it makes the same sound, too. But anyway, that's my grievance. All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Jason, you are awesome.
Rich in Warrensburg. Hello, Rich.
Why, sure, I'll tell you why I like the Dana and Park show. They put more sudsy in my washi, more bubble in my bathy. Well, they made the cow jump over the moon. Dana and Parks, they put the gold in them there hills. Dana and Park show, I'm loving it.
Rich, that is so sweet.
Just telling the truth.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend, Rich.
Okay, thank you. All right. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
the bubble in my bath. I believe it's Lainey in Blue Springs. Did I pronounce that right?
You sure did.
Oh, hi,
well, my grievance is people who have a potty mouth who call into the radio station and give my favorite radio host a heart attack.
I almost
Keep
had
your
one.
Potty mouth to yourself.
And it doesn't really matter if you're in your 60s or your 70s or your 80s or your 90s. The FCC frowns upon those words all the same.
They do. So shame on you, Sharon.
That's right. That's right. Shame on her.
Have an awesome weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much. Candace in Mission. Hello, Candace.
Hi, guys. Well, mine's not nearly as fun, but keeping with the traffic theme, my grievance is the diamond. The thing where you cross over, you're all of a sudden on the wrong side of the street. And no matter how many times I go through those, they give me a mild panic attack because it never feels right. And I sit there and I cannot for the life of me figure out why it's a good thing. I don't want any more construction, but I swear I wish they would undo those.
I have said the same thing, Candace. They put that diverging diamond over over by, is it Knoll or Row and 435?
I think it's Row.
I don't
They're all over the
I know,
place
and it makes you go the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't understand why is that better?
It's at the Row Bridge, yep. And I used to go to the Row Bridge because it takes 9 years to get across the Knoll Bridge with the way that the lights are spaced out, and now it takes the same amount of time to get across the Row Bridge.
Alex in Eudora. Alex, hello.
Hey, I got a gratitude and a grievance.
Okay.
My gratitude would be with the sun. Thanks for brightening up my day every day, literally. I appreciate it. However, my grievance is with clouds. If you're going to block the sun, really block the sun. I don't think I should be able to get a sunburn on a cloudy day. I don't appreciate that.
It's weird how that sneaks up on you, isn't it, Alex?
Quickly, matter of fact.
Yep. We were outside last weekend, and I did not put sunscreen on. Hello.
I'm terrible at it.
I know. And I specifically did not put the, I've got a little chapstick with SPF in it.
Yeah.
I didn't. And the next day I woke up and I was like kind of a little burned, like a little. I was like, what is that?
I've been told you're supposed to wear sunscreen anytime you're outside, like True. Even on a cloudy day.
And if you're going to be out in the sun all day long, they make SPF. SPF specific.
Why is
clothing.
It so hard to say SPF specific?
I thought all clothing blocked the sun.
Not all of it.
Really? Huh. We do have one open line, 913-586-7798. Chad in Overland Park. Hello, Chad.
Hello. I was just calling. My grievance is this didn't happen 20, 30 years ago where so many websites will direct you
away from the phone number. It's like a game to try to find out a phone number to talk to a human being. And often when you get to the phone number, it tries to automate you back to the automated functions. But if I'm calling a phone number, I'm calling because I need to talk to a person because I have some yep. specialty question.
Have you had it happen, Chad, where the AI voice now comes on and it, for a second, it sounds like it's a real person, but it's not?
Yes. Yes.
I don't like that either.
How do you know?
Because in the beginning, they're like, let me help. Or it's not even let me help. It'll say, hi. You know, it kind of sounds like conversationally. And yeah. then it goes into, here are some ways I can help. And I'm like, oh, you are not a real person.
I know it has to be a law, but it drives me crazy when you call a medical business and they say, if this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If it was an emergency, I would have already dialed 911.
Some person one time did not do that. Right. And then someone got sued because, right. you know, like I had a knife sticking out of me, but I didn't know I was supposed to call because you didn't tell me to call.
Olivia in Leawood. Olivia, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
When people drive like really slow on the road and then you try and like get around them, but then they speed up.
Okay.
When you try to go around them, they speed up?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's my daughter. She rides in the car with me, and when I drive, it drives her crazy. So she's like, I'm going to call in with my grievance. I said, you go, girl.
I love it, Olivia.
That's her grievance.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Good old social driving.
Yeah. Today is National Single Parent Day. Okay. It's the Great American Cleanup. Wish we were doing that in Kansas City. And I don't just mean Kansas City, Missouri. Back to our grievance yesterday about all the trash on the side of the roads. It says here, grab your gloves and some trash bags. Today is the Great American Cleanup, the single largest community improvement program in the U.S.
Still got a few hours of daylight. Get out there.
Yeah. Celebrating birthdays today. Rosie O'Donnell is 63. Matthew Broderick is also 63. Wow. And Scott Eastwood is 39. And sorry we couldn't get to you. Maybe next week. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.